Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, some information. You hear Ozzy, means we're going to talk to Greenberg. In Jacksonville, apparently Liam Cohen was very wary of working with Trent Baalke, and they just keep rolling with Baalke. Good luck with all that. More information. I've heard from Rally Captain, direct from the horse's mouth. Says he's working on a third bus going to Philadelphia. How many people on a bus, B? 60? 50? 80? I don't know.
50 or 60?
It's three buses. I don't know. There's demand. And where there's demand, there's usually supply or vice versa. Hello, Neil Greenberg. How do you do, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Dude, I tried to credit you on social media, and I want to do it now in person over the airwaves. You're 2 for 2 in the playoffs, calling your shots with these Commanders. And frankly, I thought they were going to win in Tampa. I felt pretty damn good about that. Detroit, I thought they had a good chance. But you went one step further, and you said if they win, it'll be a blowout. You bet that they would win by 14 points. I hope you made a damn fortune and put those kids through college on that. Congratulations, man. You nailed it.
Thanks. You know, again, it's really just making bets based on where I think I have an edge, and I still don't think the markets have a true bead on how good Washington is or can be. I think the spread for them in terms of performance is so much wider than the other teams that it just makes a lot more sense to bet the extreme type stuff than it does just to roll with, like, Washington -6.5 or something like that.
Sure. Well, that said, I mean, obviously, last week is over. They won, and it's kind of moved forward now. And when you get that type of turnover margin, you should win by a big amount.
Yep.
Now we turn the page to Philadelphia, and I think I at least want to do my part to caution really, really optimistic Skins fans that Philly is quite good. And I think it says a lot that their offense isn't necessarily firing on all cylinders, and yet they still keep winning. I know that Washington can win this game. I am in no way doubting that. Washington can absolutely go to Philadelphia and win. They have the best player on the field in Jaden Daniels. Philly is pretty damn good, especially in the trenches.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest key is going to be, can they stop Saquon Barkley? Like, that is going to be one of the biggest points of this weekend. And if Philadelphia gets out to an early lead, they're going to be able to run it. And, you know, Barkley can turn small gains into big gains. This obviously is a really tough test for Washington. I think it's also tougher if Jalen Hurts is healthy. It's probably tougher than the Detroit matchup, only because, like you said, Philadelphia really good in the trenches. They have an explosive running back. Washington's problem has been explosive plays, giving up explosive plays. But again, I mean, this is a situation where it's a winner-take-all game, and if Washington can get one or two stops, one or two turnovers, you know, I really do think that they're going to be moving on to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Let me ask you this question. So Washington started off, and we all had our questions, and then they've done some things this year that kind of made you change your mind a little bit. Is there anything that you can tell us that shows how good they are? Because I know the players on the team, that's their feeling. Hell, we're good too.
How good Philadelphia is?
No, Washington.
Washington's really good. I mean, they were historically efficient offense earlier in the season. That tapered off because it was historically good, and it's really hard to sustain a historically good offense. A lot of people were talking about the cliff, and I really do think that that was just your basic regression to the mean, right? Like, you have a team that was playing so far, not only over their heads, but also, like, historic norms, that they were bound to take some steps back. The defense started playing a little bit better. I mean, this is a good team that can go toe-to-toe with any other team in the league. And what we saw last week in particular was, you know, the teams that racked up the most yards weren't the winners, because it is football still, right? There are still mistakes that are made, and if you can capitalize on those mistakes, those sometimes become more important than the actual yardage itself. So I do think that the biggest thing Washington has going for them right now is a coach that believes in his players, especially on offense. And I don't think we can say enough about the aggressiveness on fourth down and how much that changes the possible outcomes. Because when you're looking at a fourth down conversion that extends the drive, which gives you more of a chance to score, but also the flip side is you could put your opponent in a really good field position. So far, Washington's been able to convert on those, and it's worked out for them. And there's really no reason to think that they won't be able to still convert a fourth and one and really change the complexion of a game.
It's the fourth down conversions, and their success at them has really, really started to stand out in the playoffs. And I think, you know, they had two fourth down conversions last week against Detroit. One where Detroit had 12 men on the field, so they got an automatic first down.
Yep.
Another, they had a 10-point lead, and the ball was at like the 11, and DQ still went for it on fourth down. And that's when they were able to get a double, you know, a three-score lead. How impressed have you been with Quinn's continued consistency to be aggressive on fourth down?
Oh, I love it. I mean, from an analytics standpoint, this is what, you know, we as an analytics community have been clamoring for, which is don't punt the ball away when you have a chance to extend the drive. And, you know, to Quinn's credit, it doesn't always work, and he still does it. Like, that mm-hmm. to me is what separates him from other coaches. Other coaches may start to become less aggressive. I would almost say Quinn becomes more aggressive. Like, he knows he's an underdog. And I'm not saying, like, he doesn't believe in his team. I'm just saying, like, you know, he probably knows that his team, where his strengths and weaknesses are. So he knows that he needs to capitalize on his strengths, which right now is an electrifying quarterback and ability to extend drives. And by doing so, that has made them much more difficult to beat. And that's evidenced by their regular season success and also now their playoff success. You know, as like a betting person or as like a game handicapper, et cetera, like, we don't know when these fourth and ones are, A, going to happen, two, if Quinn's going to go for it, and three, what the outcome is. And I think that's why, like, from a betting standpoint, it makes sense to be aggressive with Washington in particular, because they really can become they really are what fuel, like, a lopsided victory. And, you know, I think we would do it again. I don't know if I would be as aggressive with Washington against, like I was with Detroit, but I am certainly looking at, like, Washington minus 2.5, Washington minus 6.5, because I do believe if they're going to win, they're going to win based on turnovers and other things that will help them run up the score a little bit.
Now, when you look at the fourth down, going for the fourth downs, where offensively – You can run the ball. You can throw the ball. You can have a run-pass option on the edge. It puts much more pressure on the defense. How difficult is it for a defense to combat that, especially in this day and age of you get a penalty for any time looking at a damn receiver?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you know, again, we talked about this before. Like, the options that you have, the more options that you have on offense, the harder it is for the defense. And if you can camouflage those offenses, the offense, and even get, you know, a half a second, you know, a half a second benefit in terms of making the defense second-guess themselves, that's the difference between McLaurin being covered and being wide open. I mean, like, we're in the NFL, it's fractions of a second, right? It's not actual seconds. So, you know, I think it's huge. And, you know, the way that Jaden Daniels has played, I mean, you know, I think, like, the national media has kind of is amplifying it now because they're in the playoffs and they're in the NFC Conference Championship game. But, you know, we watched this kid game in and game out, and this is who he is. I mean, he is ice cold, smooth as silk in the pocket most of the time, composed, and is able to do his part. And when you have that on any down, let alone fourth down, it just becomes a multiplier effect. We're not dealing with incremental type of benefits. These are multipliers because, you know, converting a fourth to a first, especially like near the red zone, is just a huge benefit to a team.
Dude, talking with our friend Neil Greenberg on the Rood guest hotline. Of course, you can follow Neil at N Greenberg on Instagram and on X, the people's app, whatever they're calling it. Greenberg, obviously, turnovers have been a huge part of Washington's success, especially in the playoffs. They're plus six in turnover margin in the playoffs, but so are the Eagles. I don't know. Turnovers are almost fluky in nature, especially fumbles and stuff. How a ball bounces is pretty hard to determine, an oblong-shaped leather ball. But they got four turnovers from the Packers, including the opening kickoff. Then last week against the Rams, they got two. Washington obviously had the one in Tampa, the five against the Lions, which was incredible. Knowing that number, like, do you give an edge to one side or the other? Philly hasn't turned the ball over since that Week 16 loss in Washington where they turned it over twice.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, I actually just factor, I strip out turnovers altogether. Like, I never look at turnovers when I'm trying to figure out which team is better. Just for the reasons that you said. I mean, you never know when one's going to happen, and you don't know who's going to get the benefit from it. I think we can agree that there's probably going to be a key turnover in this game on Sunday, and whoever gets it is going to be in a much better position to win. But, you know, like you said, both teams have been good at getting turnovers. Both have had turnover luck. I think it's going to come down more to just Washington's defense not being awful. I think if the defense is okay, I think Washington has a really good chance here. You know, no one's been able to stop Saquon Barkley this season, so it's kind of silly to say, well, Washington, you know, needs to stop him. I mean, everyone needs to stop him. But right. As long as they don't give up, like, other explosive plays and don't make it that much more difficult on themselves, I think that they're in really good shape, because Washington's offense can go toe-to-toe with anybody. I think as long as they're not dreadful on defense, they have a real good shot here.
I tend to agree with you. One of the things I've said a few times, and then I feel like it's so stupid to say, is, you know, hey, if they can just limit the explosives, right? If they can just limit the explosives with Saquon, they really got a chance. But if you look at the two games they've played against Philly, that saying that is a little, you know, but how is other than that, how is the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Like, the explosives are the story. And Saquon now, in two games this season as an Eagle, has 300 yards and four TDs. Like, the and in each game had at least two runs of 50 yards or plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 68-yard
run.
But
he had that early in the second game, and they shut it down in the second part of the game. And I mean, early in the game, but then in the second part, he didn't have much.
Yeah.
So whatever they did in the second part, they need to start off with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, he like as I said, like, you're not going to stop him. You need to limit, you just need to limit the damage from anybody else. And, you know, you look at, like, the game the Commanders won, you know, Barkley had the 68-yard rush, but no one else had a big, you know, like a long touchdown. And it wasn't, you know, they didn't really give up, like, a lot of big, deep yards. And I think that's, you know, that's something that the defense is going to have to watch out for. You know, it's going to be a tight game, I think, because this is the third meeting between the two. So I think that, you know, the mistakes are going to be amplified a little bit. And I also think it depends on when this big Saquon run happens. Like, if it's like the first quarter and he breaks off like a 50-yard touchdown, I think that's going to be demoralizing. But if they can, like, get through the first quarter and things are going well and it's like 3-0 or 0-0, you know, I definitely think that that type of outcome favors Washington, because then they can just start to bear down a little bit and, you know, do what they can to piece together the rest of the game. Saquon's going to be a problem. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I agree with that. He's just impossibly good. And that O-line is really, really good. Let's go to a few specifics. How do you let the Jalen Hurts potential injury impact your viewpoint on this game?
Well, it's significant. I mean, it's already moved the line 2 points, you know, as we start to get more information. The look-ahead line was Philadelphia -6.5. The injury concerns with Jalen Hurts moved it down to -4.5. Now it's back up to -6.5. you know, obviously, not having to face Jalen Hurts is a huge benefit for Washington. But again, I mean, you still have Saquon Barkley there, and I almost think that if there is no Jalen Hurts, you know, the offense is going to shift more away from Kenny Pickett to Saquon Barkley. I personally think Jalen Hurts is going to play, but again, if he doesn't play the whole game, you know, we've seen Washington be able to win in that. And we also seen
and
Washington,
if his mobility is limited.
Yeah, at least be competitive in the Week 11 game because
50 out of 60 minutes.
Jaden Daniels, though, might not have been 100%, right? He was dealing with some rib stuff.
Yep.
And it was his worst game of the season. And so, you know, I don't really know how much stock you could even put in the two games they played due to those circumstances, right? Jalen in one, Jaden in the other. I think it's going to be a low-scoring, tight game, and, you know, it should be a really good one, though. Obviously, win or lose, Washington, tremendous season, deserves every accolade that they've possibly gotten and probably more so far.
Agree with that. A couple more injuries for you. Quinyon Mitchell and then Sam Cosmi.
Yeah, the Cosmi one hurts, right, because the offensive line is going to need all – I mean, you need all hands on deck in the conference championship game. You can't you can't afford to lose anybody like that. That's a tough one. I mean, that's going to be a tough one. But, you know, Jaden Daniels has shown he can avoid trouble. Who knows? Maybe some pressure pushes him into a 30-yard rushing game. I mean, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. But, yeah, that's a tough one for Washington.
Okay, last one. You have more sources in Vegas than I do. I could text Bees, but he's got the flu. Can you confirm or deny or no comment if you have to, and I understand this might be a tricky spot for you. Do you have any information on the announcement that Rev T is going to the game, whether or not that moved the Vegas line in the NFC title game?
You know, I was warned about this coming on the show that I wasn't really allowed to speak about it. But I, how could you not give it a little bit of a bump? Maybe like one half of a point. I think is probably what they're looking at, depending on where he sits.
There you go. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. I do have his ticket location, but that is obviously highly classified and a highly classified.
I mean, I'm not going to be like held in contempt of court over it, but I really shouldn't really talk about it that much.
Understood. So what's the official pick, Greenberg?
Washington minus 6.5. I'm going with an
over.
Wow. I believe in this team probably more. I mean, I can't jump off now. I mean, I've been, you know, I kind of had this team pegged from the start of the season.
You've been getting rich.
I think Jaden Daniels is really good. And I just think that Washington has one more in them.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
That's our boy, Neil Greenberg. He's got him winning by a touchdown, and he has been on fire. Coming up, Ike Reese at noon, and then we are talking to Daryl Green today, 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.